Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Psalms chapter 33. And let's start with the word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, Wonder, thank you for this wonderful day. Well, thank you for the gift of life and thank you for the gift of provision. Thank you for always being there for us, Father. Well, we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, not even know what I failed to do. Father, ask for your pardon. Father, we pray for all those who are sick. Father, we pray for all those who are needy. We pray for all those who are at war. Father, may you grant them all their heart's desires so they may one day come back to glorify you in your kingdom. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Men, and without wasting time, let's go straight to Psalms chapter 33. Sing joyful to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with harp. Make music to him and on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves the righteous and justice. And the earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts them into deep storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. The Lord fills the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purpose of the peoples, but the plans of the Lord stand firm, the purposes of his heart through all generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From the heavens, the earth looks down and sees all mankind. For his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of their army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from the death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in the hope of the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. And that is where our one chapter for today ends. Let's go straight to today's message. The first one comes from verse 1. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Amen. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It's fitting for the upright to praise him. Do you praise the Lord? Let us start from there. And how do you praise the Lord? The Bible today is telling us it's part of the path of righteousness to praise and give glory back to the Lord. Remember, our purpose was for worship. We were created to worship the Lord. And one way of worshiping the Lord is by praising him. How often do we praise the Lord? How often do we get time to be in the presence of the Lord? When we continue to verse 6 says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. Amen. One more time, the Bible today is reminding us how powerful the voice of the Lord is. That whatever he speaks comes to pass. And when you read through the whole Bible, it shows us, it tells us of the Lord speaking through people. Everything in the Bible is the voice of the Lord through people. That means all the promises in the Bible are yea. They shall come to pass. Because we serve a powerful God. When you move to 11, it says, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. So many times we have our plans, amen? So many times we want things to be done certain ways. So many times we want things to be placed in certain ways. But have you ever sat down and asked God that, dear Lord, I know I have so many dreams, but let my dreams align with yours. Let my plans align with your plans. Commit your plans into the hands of the Lord and ask for the accept, for the gift to accept. You know, sometimes Christians die in misery just because God's plan does not align with theirs. That they are stuck onto misery. They can't believe, they can't allow. But why do you have to wait until then? And when you read verses 13 to 15, it says, from the heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live in earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. The Bible today is reminding us that the Lord is always watching unto us. And that at one day, at one time, at a certain hour, we shall be held accountable for the actions that we do today. You cannot hide your true self from the Lord. The Lord sees what is inside you. The Lord sees what you do outside. You can't pretend. You can pretend before flesh, you can pretend before man, but you can never pretend before the eyes of the Lord. You will be held accountable for all the things that you do that you think are in darkness, the Lord will bring to light. And when you go into 18 and 19, he says, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. Do you trust in the Lord? Is the Lord your refuge? Then do not worry, for his eyes are always on you. He's watching how you are suffering. He's watching how they're tormenting you. He's watching how you are being abused. He's watching how you are being taken advantage of. And he will avenge for you. He will fight for you. He will deliver you. And lastly, from verse 20, it says, may your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Always and always, we always have hope. That no matter how bad the situation has gotten, never let your hope in the Lord. Because he can turn one year's grief of mourning into 1,000 years of sorrow. He can turn years of pain into years of rejoicing. Only and only if we keep our trust and hope in him. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 33. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, and thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. Thank you for always being there for us, Father. All the times that we have forgotten about you, Father, all the times that we have not laid patiently, Father, all the times that we have not come before you with our whole hearts, Father, all the times that we have not served you wholly, Father, all the times that we have done things in darkness that we think no one is watching, Father, all the times that we have sinned when no one is watching, Father, all the times that we have lost faith and thought that we are alone, we ask for your pardon, Father, we ask for your forgiveness, and may you fill us with the Holy Spirit to always give us the strength to know that you are always watching down, Father, and that you always have a plan for us, Father. May you let all our plans align with yours. We always believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.